Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Juneteenth is tomorrow, Abby.
It's a big deal. Tomorrow, a lot of white America is still going to ask themselves, what's Juneteenth again? So, and could probably go on with the rest of the federal holiday that they probably weren't taught about in school, which is kind of a shame because this is a big deal. Because when Abe Lincoln ended slavery in 1963, it took one state almost 3 years to get with the program. And this is the Ye Olde Gossip on Juneteenth.
Hear ye, hear ye. Come forth, all Instagram baddies and crypto bros, for the most salacious gossip in the whole village.
Abby's done the work to bring you
Ye Olde Gossip.
So picture this. It's January 1st, 1863. This is what you would have heard in the club back in the day. On the harpsichord, probably.
Getting crunk.
It's a new year and a new America. Maybe, because that's what it was supposed to be, because President Abraham Lincoln signed this little thing called the Emancipation Proclamation, which
see, then in the club, we weren't all fam, but Abe Lincoln was trying to make it so we were all fam in the club.
Yeah, he was like, let's all be fam in the club with the Emancipation Proclamation. So obviously, this is what freed enslaved people in the Confederate States, which was a big moment, huge. America, theoretically, was supposed to become a little bit less of a hot mess. More of the fam, if you will, in the club. But here's the thing. Just because Lincoln said, you're free, didn't mean everybody heard it or even wanted to hear it. And there was no gossip columnist on TikTok going, hey guys, guess what? Everyone's free now. So it was like announcing a surprise party, but half the guests pretended not to get the invite because they wanted to go to a different party instead. And that is exactly what happened in Texas, because back in those days, everything was bigoted in Texas. So Texas, at the time,
I see what you did there.
I didn't know if that was going to go over well.
I see it.
Like everything was bigger in Texas. Uh-huh. Anyway, yeah. So Texas at the time was basically that one friend who would show up to the group chat 3 days late asking, wait, what happened? Even though they read all of the texts. They were remote. They were disconnected. And let's be real, deeply invested in keeping slavery going as long as possible. So when the rest of the country was freeing people, Texas was like, we'll get to it eventually. So now fast forward to June 19th, 1865. This is a full 2.5 years after Lincoln's announcement. This Union general named Gordon Granger rolls into Galveston, Texas. Not looking for a vacation. I know now it's a beach town, but back in those days, wasn't the same thing. With troops, and he's got this scroll, because before TikTok, there was just paper. Because everything important came out on a scroll back in the day. And he reads aloud something called General Order Number 3, which basically says, hey, y'all, just so you know, slavery's been over. Surprise. Can you even fathom how that must have felt, finding out that your freedom was delivered 2.5 years late, and someone just decided not to tell you? For the kids at home, it'd be like your parents hiding your college acceptance letter because they liked you having you at home doing the dishes. And you know what? Formerly enslaved Texans handled it way better than I would have, because instead of revolting, they threw a 19th century rager. They threw what would become the first Juneteenth. Over the years, Juneteenth would become a grassroots tradition in Black communities passed down through generations. People celebrated freedom, honored ancestors, and carved out joy even when the country refused to fully acknowledge what had happened or what it meant. For decades, Juneteenth was overlooked by mainstream America. And then in 2021, only like 156 years later, the United States finally made it a federal holiday, which, considering the history of Juneteenth, is kind of par for the course. The government showed up to the party with a store-bought dessert and said, hey, we're here. And Black America was like, cool, just don't add raisins to the potato salad. Now, underneath all the awkward corporate enthusiasm and long overdue recognition, Juneteenth has always been about more than a single date. It's about the fact that freedom wasn't a switch that just got flipped in one day. So yes, Juneteenth was late, better late than never, but when it arrived, it brought music, red drinks, and a whole lot of soul food, which honestly is one hell of an entrance. The end.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that segment so much.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Any thoughts about Juneteenth?
No, same as always. Yeah. You know, the celebration of African-American freedom and the ongoing fight that we all are continuing to fight to this day to have the freedom and the civil rights that we deserve.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.